This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
The Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Somebody said, I had a friend who was drunk, who did Uber Eats at 2 a.m. While packing for a flight. He then calls an Uber at 4, and it was the same driver who delivered his food.
Kick ass. Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I like that.
Is that a thing? Like,
yeah, they do. They all drive the same.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I sign up to be an Uber driver, do I have to deliver food too?
No, but you can. A lot of those people drive for Uber. They drive for Lyft. They'll drive for DoorDash. They drive for Uber Eats. They just, you know, whatever.
You accept whatever job they put on.
Do you think that in small towns where it's not really a thing, you could make good money being the only one doing it?
It wasn't a thing in Ellensburg. I mean, we had a taxi service, air quotes on that, and it was just like three ladies in like a minivan.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah, I bet those three ladies, corner of the market, I bet they did pretty well.
14 bucks a ride.
Got to do some advertising. Yeah. Let people know you're around, but hey.
KC Cab.
We're hustling.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it would behoove you to just be a little small business guy to go get a couple crappy minivans and hire some drivers. And
or maybe it's better in like really busy downtown LA that, you know, it's just constant rides.
But that's just constantly spread out. I don't know. But I mean, obviously, people have to be making some money because they're always there driving.
And is that a good job? I've heard bad things about Uber, but at the same time, I think they've changed management and maybe gotten a little better for drivers. I don't know.
Don't know.
I
don't
want to know more.
I don't know anyone that drives for them.
You don't?
No, I do not.
I don't either.
They won't come out to Hawkinson. I know that. That's too far.
Yeah. That's not that far.
They
won't come out there?
They would not come out there.
Wow. Every time I'm in an Uber, I get very curious and always pepper the driver with a million questions about their job.
Yeah, what he's doing. Yeah, I can see that.
But I haven't been in one in a while.
It is an interesting little world.
Yeah.
You know? And then the person's looking at you like, dude, just shut up.
Yeah. Could you stop talking?
Just trying to drive. Like, leave me alone.
Keeps turning up the radio. I keep turning it down. No, but really,
hey, let's chat.
How do they pay you?
Yeah.
You're that guy. Just put in your headphones, man. I put in my headphones.
I don't know. I'm curious about the curious. I'm a curious man.
You're curious about the curious? It's because you're a man of increase is what you are.
That's right. Yeah.
Being a man of increase?
Yeah.
Increase? Yeah, so anyway. Maybe I'll be an Uber driver when I get fired from here.
I don't think you will.
Why not?
All right.
Why don't you think that? It seems like a pretty easy job.
I've known you for, it's not.
No,
it is not.
I like driving.
Yeah, okay.
What? Yeah, I like driving. I like how you tell me what I like.
Okay.
I like to drive.
You pick up drunk Will and his friends at 1:30 in the morning and see how
you like it.
I
wouldn't work at 1:30 in the morning.
I don't get drunk at 1:30 in the morning.
I wouldn't work at 1:30.
Call an Uber. I already have a plan.
My hour, because you can make your own hours, right? Yeah. Like you can work whenever.
I think you make more money working those hours.
Well, I don't care. I'd clock in at noon.
I've had
lunch.
I've had some delightful drivers. I'm more of a Lyft man, but still.
I'd be a fun driver. You'd like me.
Yeah.
I'll shut up if you want me to, but otherwise, if not, let's do a radio show.
You do that, I'm bartending, and we'll call it good. That's my plan.
Okay.
When I retire, I'm just going to be that bartender.
Slinger?
Yeah, I'm gonna sling some drinks in an island bar somewhere.
All right. Where were we, Bill?
I think we were talking NFL, weren't we? Were we going to talk NFL?
Yeah, it's the NFL breast reduction.
Which, by the way, I wanted to double check because we were talking about the Cooper Kupp thing. That's what made me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Cooper Kupp had the year they won the Super Bowl, 145 catches, AP, you know, first team, all that, 16 touchdowns, monster year, one of the best we've ever seen in the NFL. Since that, and by the way, he's 31, and what did I tell you about receivers over 31? Do not pay them. It does not work, ever. He's 31 years old. He makes $30 million a year for the next 3 years. And since that record-breaking season, he has had 75 catches and 6 touchdowns, and then 59 catches and 5 touchdowns, and now he has 27 catches and 1 touchdown. Do not trade for Cooper Kupp. You are trading for a name, a very, very expensive name. Now, if the Rams want to buy him out and you can get him for Cooper, when he went to Buffalo, Buffalo's paying a minimum, the minimum, and Cleveland's picking up his contract. That's fine, but paying Cooper Kupp $29 million bucks, have your head checked, because you're just paying for a name. You're chasing the ghost from 2021.
So my question here, first question is, who is the best team in the NFC?
That is a good question. Because we know who the best team in the AFC is and who's the best team in football, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have a question about them, too.
Because, well, I don't, you may kind of go on the same road. They don't look good at all, and yet it doesn't matter because they just,
yeah,
they find ways to win.
You want to do that or the NFC? Because I,
the best team in the NFC is the Detroit Lions.
You think so?
Yes.
Because they just, I mean, obviously they just beat the Vikes.
Yeah, they're the best team.
You know that in the last four games, the Lions have more offensive tutties than incompletions?
Well, yeah, because Goff had who was it against? He had the 18 for 18 game.
Yep.
That was the Seahawks.
It was the Seahawks, yeah. And then he was 15 of 15 to start the game, and the 16th pass was a tipped ball. It was either a tip ball or a drop. I forget which one. And then he completed like four more passes after that. Like, their offense right now, at the beginning of the year, it was a little kind of like, he felt like there was some work to do. Dude, it's running on all cylinders now. Although, did you see J-Mo is about to serve a 2-game suspension again?
Yeah.
That jackass.
He's a moron.
He cannot, you cannot trust him. He's about to serve a 2-game suspension for the substance abuse program. But
juiced.
He just, I mean.
Juice Williams.
Yeah. He's too skinny to be juiced.
Figure something. Well, it's probably Adderall or some sort of stimulant, you know.
That, you got to try hard to get caught with that.
It's just unbelievable how dumb that guy is. But the Lions right now are cooking on all cylinders, and their defense is good enough. I know the Hutchinson loss. If I'm Detroit, I call Cleveland right now or Vegas and ask about Myles Garrett and Max Crosby. Obviously not both, but they've got like $30 million in space, and that's a team that's in a win mode now. No one else in the NFC really scares you. Go get an elite pass rusher, because – come playoff time, you're going to want a closer. And sacks are the most overrated stat in football, but at the end of games when you're winning, being able to run the ball at the bleed clock and being able to have a guy that can wreck a two-minute offense, that's your closer.
That's what KC does.
Yes, absolutely.
They're always all over the quarterback.
So you need to go find, I think if you're Detroit, absolutely suck it up, go pay the freight, give up a 1 and a 3, and go get Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, and that's the best team.
Mm.
And I think you've seen it a little bit, and I love what Minnesota's doing. I think it's the best coach team in football, but when you look at Sam Darnold, who's having a great year, every week he shows you the old Sam Darnold, where he has at least 4 or 5 plays where you just are like, oh my God. And some of them get picked and some of them get dropped. Like, there's chinks in that armor. And then this is the other one. Their defense has been so good, and they're throwing so many unique, wacky looks. The stuff Brian Flores is doing on defense, when I go back and look at it, I have a hard time processing it, and I'm watching it in slow motion from up above, from the All-22. He's doing crap on defense that you're just like, holy God. But Detroit absolutely smoked their defense. They ran up and down the field on him. And about a year and a half into this thing, you wonder if teams are going to start figuring out, because they're not doing it with players, right? This is a scheme defense.
The Vikings.
Yeah. It's not an elite team. And so I wonder if maybe Detroit showed maybe a blueprint for how to attack Minnesota, and I think they may come back to the pack a little bit. Believe it or not, I actually think the biggest chaser in the NFC North is Green Bay. Really like Green
They're
Bay.
Good.
That whole division is just sick.
Well, Green Bay, what have they – so obviously the Jordan Love thing.
Yeah.
But what have they done on defense? Because, dude, their defense is legit.
Yes. Well, they have just built a very –
Did they just draft well?
They have drafted well. They have put together a really good young team. And by the way, some of that hasn't even worked out. Like Van Ness, who was their first round pick out of Iowa, really hasn't done that much. The one thing that, again, I think that they should do, much like Detroit, the one thing that Green Bay doesn't do very well is they don't rush the quarterback very well. Now, they do have Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark, but Preston Smith on the outside. I don't know if they have that one dominant guy, and they too are cheap. outside of Jordan Love, there's not a lot of expensive guys. Well, they Jerry Alexander, but I would love to see Green Bay also go out and try to get an elite pass rusher because their championship window is right now. It's the two best teams in the NFC, in my opinion, are Green Bay and Detroit.
I could see Crosby with Green Bay.
Yes. And by the way, Xavier McKinney has been an absolute stud. So not only have they hit on a lot of young draft guys, obviously, and you know, their receivers, their quarterback, their O-line. But they've been really prudent in free agency. I mean, he has been an absolute stud since coming over from the Giants, and he's been a huge force in their secondary. You've got an elite corner. You've got an elite safety. You've got a good D-line. I just would like to see that one elite pass rusher. And I do think that while it's a good group of receivers, somewhere along the line, one of those guys needs to take the big step forward and become the closer on the offensive side of the ball, where when it's third and seven and you need a first down to ice a game or to keep a drive going, you need a guy that's going to get separation. Right now, I think they have a really good cast of receivers. I don't know if they have a true number one, but I love the makeup of this team. And it's young and should be together for a while. But those are my two best teams in the NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say Green Bay rivals Detroit. And we'll see them. They haven't played yet, right?
Yeah.
Have they?
No. No, they haven't played.
Yeah or no?
No, I don't think they
have not.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, but they'll play twice.
And I'm pretty sure I would have remembered that one.
Right.
They've got them.
They've got to be coming up.
Yeah, Sunday, November 3rd, and then they get them Thursday, December 5th.
But you know, the Niners, Eagles, Cowboys, they're all, like, if the playoffs started today, they're all out.
Yes. Well, when you look in the NFC, the Commanders' defense is horrible. But
they're 5-2.
Their offense is going to be, they're just going to be in shootouts. And as long as Daniels is healthy, and by the way, maybe it doesn't matter because Marcus looked really good too.
Hey, they held Carolina to 7.
Right? Their defense is bad. Like, I'm telling you, the Washington defense is bad. And they lost Jonathan Allen for the year. So Washington's a fun team. Their defense is taking them nowhere. Philadelphia, you know, is a sinking ship. That thing is being held together with duct tape. They hate Sirianni. They have a really good roster, but I just have zero faith in them. So I don't think there's a contender from the East. And then the NFC South is the definition of meh. I really like Tampa Bay. They just lost arguably their two best offensive players, maybe for the year, one for the year, and that Mike Evans hamstring. That's going to be a while. And so I don't, you know, Atlanta is the definition of mid. And then the NFC West, I'm telling you, the three best teams in the NFC, the three best teams in the NFC are all in the NFC North. The Lions, the Packers,
and
the Vikings are the three best teams.
Hey, the Bears would be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today. Did you know that?
Yes.
This is why I love the NFL.
It might be the seventh best team.
It's possible.
You just can't predict any of this crap.
No.
It's great.
No.
The Colts would also be in.
Dude, they're looking at the AFC. They're so bad.
By the way, I was looking at Washington.
Anthony Richardson. I know we got a break, so I'm not even getting started.
But playoff team, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at Washington's rank defensively. They're kind of middle of the pack.
Look who they've played.
Statistically.
I'm telling you, it is a bad defense.
Tampa.
It's bad.
Giants. Bungholes. Cardinals. Browns. Ravens and Panthers. Yeah.
By the way, the Ravens put up 30 on them, and the Bengals put up 33, and the Bucks put up 37.
So the good teams are putting up.
They're not. Yeah, they're not.
The
good.
Giants, the Cardinals, the Browns, and the Panthers are who they've held down. Yeah, yes, it's interesting.
Three of the worst teams in football. Washington's fun story. Love what they're doing offensively. Daniels appears to be the real deal, but you can't be so one-sided come playoff time. That'll be a team that'll win 10, 11 games, wins their division, and then they'll get to the postseason, and you'll be like, hey, what happened? Well, a defense will slow them down, and their defense is not going to be able to stop a nosebleed.
Okay, big fella. Is that what they call you? Big Sook?
Sure.
Big fella.
You can call me chief. You can call me buddy, guy.
Guy. I've got a dumb football question for you.
Ask away. I'll probably give you a dumb answer.
That I thought about over the weekend with regards to Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs.
He's really good, by the way.
He is. We will get to that next. Here is Will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.